Calming Fears. With your news headlines, I'm Tim Bolware. If Dodge City Community College and Fort Hays State eventually merge, they'll need $5 million each year from the state. Representative Bud Estes believes after taking a close look, the legislature will eventually give their approval.
We are responsible for dispersing those funds in the best way for the state of Kansas. So that has to be analyzed. And we say, is it worth it to the state? Is it worth it to the people? Is it worth it to the communities? I think it very much is.
Estes supports the merger, but he doesn't want other community colleges to feel this move threatens what they offer.
This is not a traditional model. The community college level would be exactly the same it is right now. Same entry fee, same requirements, and would in no way compete with the community colleges at Liberal Garden City or anybody else.
School officials indicate they'll need to make a decision by May. For complete and up-to-date news headlines, visit our website at westernkansasnews.com. For the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, I'm Tim Bolware.